This preview has been approved for all public radio audiences.
Nuclear secrets, official government cables, Hillary Clinton's emails. The idea of someone stealing these fill our blood with terror. But now, other nations are after something much more dangerous. Something that could bring down America as we know it. This time, our enemies go straight for the heartland.
Corn!
When China's spies go after our unguarded corn seeds, who will fight back?
I'm not making this up.
Only federal agents can protect our nation's most desired crop, but can they stop China from stealing our corn?
You're sure it's not just a bad dream?
It was a mission. And I was there.
The Corn Identity. Coming soon, or now.
You know, sometimes a real-life story can sound way too much like a cloak-and-dagger spy movie. But there have been a number of recent cases that have found Chinese agriculture executives guilty of trying to steal seeds from the test fields of U.S. agribusiness, giants like Monsanto and DuPont, including a guy named Mo Hailong. He was caught stealing from some Iowa cornfields in 2011. And the FBI says that he was involved in a scheme to steal U.S. biotech in order to produce American-quality corn crops in China. Ted Genoways is a contributing editor for The New Republic and an agriculture journalist, and he says that this is serious business because 94% of the corn that China imports is coming from the United States, and the Chinese are desperately trying to close that gap.
To start with, there's a situation where the middle class in China has been burgeoning. And one of the things that goes along with that is that there's an increased demand for luxury food items, most notably meat. Particularly in China, there's an interest in and an appetite for pork. And all of the pork that is being raised in China is being fed on corn. And so this means that there's a huge increase in the demand for feed corn. China doesn't have domestic production to come anywhere close to meeting that climbing need. So what they've been doing is importing American corn, and whenever they have a shortfall, they have to turn to the U.S. to cover that gap. So it really is a situation where they are totally dependent on us for this commodity.
And that's where theft comes into play, right? Now explain what Mo Hailong was doing here.
Yeah, so the FBI's case is that they had reports that Mo had been found by farmers who were raising test seeds for Monsanto and for DuPont Pioneer in their fields. And in one circumstance, that was observed actually digging corn seeds out of the ground in order to just simply steal them right after they had been planted. And the reason for that is that those seeds contain really two vital pieces of information for a company like the one that Mo was heading up. And there's information that's contained there about the hybrid and the seed stock that is the seed itself. There's also the transgenes, the genes that have been inserted into genetically modified corn seed in order to make that corn express certain characteristics. And it appears that what Mo was doing was stealing seeds and then planting them at his own test plot that he had established secretly in Illinois in order to see what those seeds were capable of doing. And then the seeds that were producing the kind of crop that he wanted, he was attempting to smuggle out of the United States and back to China.
But this went to another level, Ted, because you're reporting that the government actually resorted to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, when they were tracking Mo. And I know a little bit about the FISA court. That's for terrorism and bombs going off and NSA surveillance, not for stealing corn.
That's right. So this is something new. It's a new development and a new usage of FISA. The language of FISA itself specifically says that this is an attack, sabotage, terrorism, or clandestine intelligence activities. So the bar is incredibly high. But clearly what happened here was that the FBI was making the case before the FISA court that there was enough value in these corn seeds to the American food supply and to our dominance of the world's food supply, that this was something that was a matter of national security.
Well, is it a matter of a company like Monsanto or DuPont with all of their power, you know, having enough clout to get the FBI to really go hard at their enemies? Or is that an example of the Obama administration sending a message to China? We're putting this up on the same pedestal as terrorism.
Well, I think it's a bit of each. And I think that it's very difficult, actually, historically, to separate the U.S. government's goals from the goals that they've established with some of these companies. I think it's important to remember that companies like DuPont and Monsanto started as defense contractors. And so it's not unusual to me that their corporate culture is to think of their products as matters of national security and as products that they are primarily aiming toward the U.S. government. And I think it's also not too surprising that the U.S. government sees those companies in the same light. What's changed is that rather than being part of the Department of Defense, they've moved over to the Department of Agriculture and are really trying to use American agriculture as a similar tool, and the USDA itself at various times has said even as a weapon in international relations. Going back to the Nixon administration, corn in particular has been used by the USDA as a food weapon against the Russians and against the Chinese.
I don't mean to sound too glib, but it's a mostly serious question. Are we getting to the point in the world where the Department of Agriculture is going to need a counterterrorism unit, or at least a counterespionage one?
Well, I think that they would argue that they would. And I think that the companies that are engaged in large-scale agriculture already have remarkable private security and intelligence gathering bodies. It's really striking anytime that you are near an agricultural facility, the amount of security that is present. And I think it is not too unlikely that we will start to see that security moving away from research facilities and test sites and moving out to encompass all agricultural areas. The question, of course, that emerges is, as the secrecy increases, what does that do to the public's right to know both about what's going on in the production of their food and also how these sorts of priorities are being set? When we talk about agricultural policy, are we talking about what's necessary to feed ourselves and to produce food that is healthy for Americans? Or are we talking about large-scale production that is really meant to control a world market and affect the way that international relations are carried out?
Ted Genovese is an agriculture journalist and contributing editor at The New Republic. Ted, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.